What is the name and the address associated with this order?
It is supposed to be 5309 Mulberry Grove Lane, Austin, Texas, 78723.
That's not what we have here.
Oh, I guess I didn't update. Okay, well, I'll just recreate a new PO with the address in it.
That sounds like a good idea. But what was the wrong address, the old wrong address?
It was... Let me see. Originally, it was 15524 Ecorio Drive, Austin, Texas, 78728.
And what is your name?
My name?
Yes.
Chantre.
Okay, let's see. One moment. Just trying to see if there's been any anything on our end about anything of it being changed. One second. Okay, I don't see anything. So typically, you would have to reach out to XPO by email when updating these kind of things. Updating in your system won't update it in hours. It would have to be some sort of contact to let them know.
Okay.
And then that's when it gets updated. So just attempt that, and it should be fine. Because we can't change it unless we get like a request from the client itself.
Okay. And did you have that email that I was sent to?
I do not. Typically, it's on an upper level. It's pretty much however a request for an actual PO is made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a similar kind of contact. Just, you know, say this address needs to be changed. It's changed on our end and things of that sort.
Alrighty, well, I will get that figured out.
Alright, no problem. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that was off.
Alright, no problem. Thank you for calling XP. Have a great day.
Thank you.